HarperCollins presents The King's Evil by Andrew Taylor, read by Leighton Pugh.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To that soft charm, that spell, that magic bough, that high enchantment I betake me now, and to that hand, the branch of heaven's fair tree, I kneel for help. Oh, lay that hand on me, adored Caesar, and my faith is such I shall be healed, if that my king but touch. The evil is not yours, my sorrow sings, mine is the evil, but the cure, the king's. Robert Herrick, To the King to Cure the Evil, Hesperides, 1648. Chapter 1. He could not help himself. In one fluid movement he stepped back, twisting to present his side to the enemy. His right leg was slightly bent at the knee, the foot pointing towards danger. In that instant he was perfectly poised, as his fencing master had taught him, ready to thrust in tierce, ready to spit the devil before him like a fowl for the roasting. As he moved, he heard a sharp intake of breath, not his own. His right foot was on solid ground, but the left, at right angles to the body, monsieur, for stability and strength, was floating in the air.
Gods!
In that same instant, he stared at the figure in front of him.